Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful, because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News. 76 days after deadly floods hit central Texas, Governor Greg Abbott meeting with families affected by the disaster.
With at least 135 deaths and billions in property damage from the July 4th floods, Governor Greg Abbott says
the emergency doesn't end the day the water stops rising.
The literal flood was met by a flood of support in fundraising events like country star George Strait's benefit concert. Abbott brought checks totaling $7 million in donations to flood victims like Reese Whitley, who says his small portion will go a long way.
We've lost literally everything.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Starbucks employees in three states are suing the company over its new dress code and the costs involved. Since May, they've been required to wear black shirts and khaki, black or blue denim bottoms, among other requirements. Workers in Illinois, Colorado, and California say Starbucks is violating state laws by refusing to reimburse those who had to buy new clothes to comply. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A local update today on the Jimmy Kimmel story. Late night viewers in Green Bay will be seeing Celebrity Family Feud instead of Jimmy Kimmel after Channel 2's 10 p.m. news. ABC pulled the Jimmy Kimmel show off the air indefinitely yesterday after controversy over Kimmel's recent comments about Charlie Kirk's suspected killer. Conservatives accused the longtime host of inaccurately describing the politics of the suspect, Tyler Robinson, in his monologue Monday night when Kimmel said, quote, "the MAGA gang was trying to score political points off Kirk's murder," unquote. President Trump congratulated ABC for the decision in a social media post last night, calling it great news for America. Meanwhile, the controversy has made its way into Wisconsin classrooms, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. School officials across the state have been either reprimanded or fired for making statements on social media. But at New Holstein High School, it was a comment a teacher allegedly made in the classroom that drew controversy. A parent who spoke to the New Holstein Board of Education at this week's meeting said her child and other students heard a teacher say something to the effect that, quote, "Kirk got what he had coming," unquote. The school district said in a statement that personnel matters, including corrective measures, are confidential by law and cannot be discussed publicly. The statement goes on to say that the district addresses concerns appropriately and in accordance with the established policies and procedures to ensure a safe, respectful, and productive learning environment for all students and staff. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, with their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good, but like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s, breezy winds, and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
WGBW, our community calendar is your best friend. And one of those great events happening today, I'll tell you about it coming up.
Cracklin' rolls that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now.
play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, I can't stop.
No, I can't stop.
Just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9. Here on 97.9 WGBW. Our community calendar has all the awesome events going on around town, including the one today called Experience Old Main, where you can stop by the old Main Street District businesses from 5 until 8. You can taste your way through all the restaurants and the bars and all the offerings they have. You can try some new art at the art studios and creative spaces. And you can treat yourself. I mean, who doesn't love a good sale at the boutiques and the salon? You can get more information on that great event happening later today at WGBW.FM on the community calendar.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So, get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then, advertise.
Little Joe was blowing on the
7.9 WGBW. We're going to be checking in with Connie Feldman and the news crew coming up here in just a few moments to get you another local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never. Words of love, soft and tender, warm.
Rhonda. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. News every single half hour at the top and bottom of the hour. Always on demand for you as well at WGBW.FM. Right now, let's get you one of those local news updates from our WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Brown County District Attorney decided there will not be criminal charges for law enforcement officers involved in a shooting that took a man's life at a De Pere boat launch back in July. A case report from the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation says officers from De Pere, Ashwaubenon, and Brown County found 44-year-old Scott McDonald sitting on the boat ramp with a rifle in his lap. McDonald fired one round. The report says officers tried negotiating with McDonald for half an hour when he raised his rifle and pointed it at other officers arriving on the scene. Three officers from De Pere and three from Ashwaubenon responded by firing their weapons. McDonald died at the scene despite efforts to treat his injuries. Wisconsin Republicans will be hosting an event in Green Bay to remember Charlie Kirk, the political activist shot and killed last week on a Utah college campus. A social media post by local Republicans announcing the event says it'll be held on October 14th, which is Kirk's birthday. No further information on the time or specific location of the Green Bay event has been released. Jerry Greenfield, the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, is leaving after 47 years, saying the independence the brand once had to speak up on social issues has been stifled by their parent company, Unilever. Ben & Jerry's, famous for its colorful ice cream containers with flavor names such as Cherry Garcia and Fish Food, has also been long known for its progressive political values, speaking out on a range of social issues over the years. A company spokesman issued a statement yesterday saying the company would be forever grateful to Greenfield for his contributions to Ben & Jerry's and thanked him for his service, but was not aligned with this viewpoint. A company spokesman issued a statement yesterday saying the company would be forever grateful to Greenfield for his contributions to Ben & Jerry's and thanked him for his service, but was not aligned with his viewpoint. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Partly cloudy and still hanging on to some heat today. Highs scrape the upper 70s with light breeze. We'll see more clouds than sunshine tomorrow, and it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-70s, breezy winds, and a chance of rain rolling in later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
You know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. I want to do. I've got love enough for two.
97.9 WGBW. Streaming for you on that Civic Media app, which you can also use on Monday to text and win with Go for the Green and Gold.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back. The world he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Said he's going.
Hits on 97.9 WGBW, that midnight train to Georgia. I know it's going to be another late night tonight, Thursday night football, and I do like Josh Allen. I feel so bad for him with the broken nose, and I know he's going to play tonight, obviously, especially if you have him on your fantasy football teams. You're like, oh yeah, Josh will be playing. He needs to play. But oh, that looked like it hurt in the last game, and I'm just like, you're probably, doesn't take much to beat Miami these days. So maybe he doesn't need to play. Maybe he can just heal his face. But that is not going to happen. It's going to be another great game with Thursday night football. The Packers in action on Sunday against the Browns. That should be another easy game for you. And I'm keeping my promise. I'm going to root for the Packers. You know, I'm on strike from the Browns. So going to be a fun weekend of week 3 football action, which kicks off tonight.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m., is the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field. What's a stair climb? Well, this event is a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. Members of the community are invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories on the steps of Lambeau Field. I have done this climb once, and it is rough, but very impactful. Sign up today, head to wgbw.fm and click events.
97.9 FM. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Don't forget to download that Civic Media app sometime between now and Monday. So probably do it now so you don't forget, so you can be a big winner as we go for the green and gold with our Text to Win contest on WGBW.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't. when you're on the street. When evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes
news and timeless hits heard all over the state, heck, all over the world. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you. Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to review a lower court's ruling blocking the president from firing a Federal Reserve Board governor.
The administration says the president's decision to remove Lisa Cook for cause can't be subject to judicial review, that would amount to the court's micromanaging his core constitutional powers. Cook has denied any wrongdoing, calling the allegations of mortgage fraud unsubstantiated. But the administration's petition to the high court says she has refused to explain the apparent misrepresentations on her mortgage applications, and as a result, the president can reasonably determine that she shouldn't serve on the board of the Fed.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump capping his state visit in the UK with a meeting with Britain's prime minister, both leaders expressing disappointment in Russia's leader for continued strikes in Ukraine. A CDC advisory vaccine panel set to vote on vaccine schedules for children over the next 2 days. It includes COVID-19 vaccine excess. This is ABC News. In California, we're learning more details about the body found earlier this month in a front trunk of a Tesla registered to a popular singer.
The LAPD has now searched a Hollywood Hills home where sources tell us the singer David was living. Nearby was where his abandoned Tesla was found with human remains in the front trunk. Those remains have now been